This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So this is going to be the Siyata Deshmaya. Now that we learned the two Tosfos and Diri Amaschal Lo Tzricha and V'Yibayisema, I want to go back to the first Tosfos. Let's review Tosfos's Kasha. Tosfos wanted to know, by Eishes Kayin, where there's only one Shaila, Tachtav Lav Tachtav, why don't we use Cheskas Kashrus to say that it was Lav Tachtav? And Tosfos says, because countering the Cheskas Kashrus is a Cheskas Haguf, a bodily chazaka, that it happened tachtav. Comes the Heliga Pnei Yoshua. And I was looking at it last night, I was having Chalishas Hadas. Because I remember, it was perhaps more than 25 years ago, but at least 25 years ago, spending many hours on this Pnei Yoshua. And now we just have to sort of get a little taste, unfortunately. But at least when you can't sit down and eat a meal, you got to eat on the go also. So here we go. Okay? Ashreichem, that you could see the holy words of the Pnei Yoshua. The Chidah said that he met the Pnei Yeshua in Frankfurt, and the face of the Pnei Yeshua was like the face of a malach. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Avalakati kashali tuva al kushas atoisus. Heich efshar lahater be'eshes koyein mishum cheskas heter. What is Toisus asking that we should have cheskas heter? But there's another chazaka that Toisus doesn't mention here. There's an unspoken chazaka. V'tepeklei de'ika treis veiki. Excuse me. Scratch what I said. There are two sveikos here. But not by Eishes Koyein. The Gemara says it's one suffik. Says in Eishes, the truth is it's two sveikos lechumra. Remember how Toisus just brought in the possibility maybe she was Mukas Eitz? What about the possibility that she lived with a guy? If she lived with a guy, even Lav Tachtav, could a Kohen live with a woman that had relations with a guy? No. A guy passes a woman. So why don't we have Svek Sveika L'Isser? Was it a Jew or was it a guy? And even if it was a Jew, maybe it was Tachtav. So Cheska, she has Chazaka Leheter? Chazaka Leheter will help on one Safek. It's going to help on two Sveikos? V'tepeklei de'ika trei sveiki li'isura. Chad Hashem azimsa tachtav. One, maybe she'll be mezana tachtav. V'em timsoloi mar'eina tachtav. And even if you want to say it was eina tachtav, afilu hachi shema zinsa l'pasula. If it's any time, maybe she's mezav with someone who passes or she posts the kahuna. Ukmach because of a toisla hedya le kaman begitin. By the way, this line is worth the price of admission here. Like Toisus says later on, usually later on means like in two blat. No, like Toisus says later on in gitin on daf pei. You know, usually we say later on is like in a few minutes. To the Pnei Yeshua, Toisus in like 200 blat is like Toisus says later on. Da'afilu Ram Gamliel demachshir afilu b'roiv psulim. Even Ram Gamliel, who holds that a woman is kasher if roiv psulim, that's only if she says bari that it's a kasher. If she doesn't say anything, she's aser. So let's get clear of the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. I want to simplify this, okay? Pnei Yeshua Toisvis asks that by Yeshua's Koyein, it's one suffix. Frek Toisvis, why don't we say Chazaka should allow her to live with the Koyein? Because she has a Chesgas Kashrus Lekuhuna. Ask Toisvis, but there are two Sveikos Le'Isser here. Maybe it was Tachta, maybe it was Lav Tachtav, and even if it was Lav Tachtav, maybe it was to a guy. Okay, I'm going to skip the Lekha Lemeimar. Let's go to Bishlama. There's a major machloikis that you need to know about. You can't go through Daf Tes if you don't know about this machloikis. Safek da'iraisa l'chumra, yeah? Everybody knows that. Safek da'iraisa l'chumra. But is it l'chumra mid'iraisa or is it l'chumra mid'rabanan? Shitas harambam and the Ramban. Safek da'iraisa l'chumra mid'rabanan. That's why Svek Sveika is mutter. Because one Safek is an Isser Drabanan. Two Sveika is a Safek Drabanan Lakula. You got that? The Shita of the Rambam is that Safek Dairaisa Lachumra only Midrabanan, but Dairaisa is mutter. According to the Rambam, Safek Dairaisa Lachumra, Safek Dairaisa is mutter Midrabanan. It's Lachumra Midrabanan. Svek Sveika is mutter. Says the Pnei Yeshua, in the world of the Rambam, there's no such thing as Svek Sveika L'Isser. Listen carefully. According to the Rambam, there's only Svek Sveika L'Hatir, because one Safek is only Aser Midrabanan, two Sveikos is a Safek Drabanan. But Svek Sveika L'Isser? There is no such thing. There's no such thing as Svek Sveika L'Isser. The only reason why there's a Svek Sveika L'Heter is because one Safek is Mutter Midaraisa. Two Sveikos would be a Safek D'Rabbanan. But now you want to say there's one possibility that it's Aser. Well, Midaraisa it's Mutter. It's only Aser Midrabbanan. So now what? Two Sveikos are going to be more Aser Midrabanan? There's no difference in the world of the Rambam between one Safek and two Sveikas. Imkein Ikalameimar, Dinehi Daminan Svek Sveika Lakula. In the Rambam, I understand Svek Sveika Lakula, Hainu Mishum Dahavle Safek Drabanan. Dimidairaisa Bechad Sveika Namisharya. Midairaisa, one Safek is also Mutter. Dimkein Safek Hasheni have a Sveika Drabanan, the Lakula. There's no such thing as Svek Sveika Midairaisa. According to the Rambam, one Safek is Mutter Midairaisa. So we're going to say if there are two Sveikos, it's Aser Midairaisa? Midairaisa, there's no difference between one Safek and many Sveikos. And therefore, we understand Tosis's Kasha. Tosis's Kasha is, You want to make her get divorced from her husband. Why? Because of a suffix. Toysis's kasha is, wait a second. There's one suffix over here. There's one suffix. We should follow Chazaka that she's Muteres. So Toysis's kasha is, why don't we use Cheskas Heter? And the fact that there's an additional suffix here is irrelevant. The only problem is everybody knows Tosis and Rashi don't hold like the Rambam. They hold Sveika Dairaisa L'chumra Midairaisa. Ela HaTosis or Rashi Lo Sfir Luha Milsa De HaRambam V'Siyatai. Tosis and Rashi hold El Sfirle De Sveika Dairaisa L'chumra Ainu Midairaisa, like all the Poskim say. Says Bnei Shove in Laharach Kan, we can't talk about this at length. The Chumavur Atzlenim B'Kunchus Meyucha B'Tachlas Arichos. So the question returns. If Svek Sveika Lakula, by the way, why is Svek Sveika Lakula? Like we're gonna see like the Rajba. Because two Sveikos is a Roiv. So then if Roiv could be Makel, then certainly it should be Machmer. Koshakin de Lahachmer Yesh Lister betray Sveika Lisura. So therefore the Pnei Yeshua is asking, what's Toysus's Kasha? We should use Chazaka to say the Eish's coin is mutter to her husband. What do you mean Chazaka? We have two Sveikos should be Aser. What about the fact that it's a guy? And L'chaira, then there's a Roiv that she's Aser. And Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adev. So what's asked the Pnei Yeshua? I have no idea what Tosfos is asking. We should use Cheskas Kashrus to say that Eishes Kohen is mutter to her husband? But we have Svek Sveika Le'Isser. I know the Rambam holds there's no such thing as Svek Sveika Le'Isser, but we're not in the Rambam, we're in Tosfos. Tosfos is of the opinion Safek Da'iraisa L'Chumra Mida'iraisa. And the Heter of Svek Sveika is L'Chayra Mitamroiv. So if the Heter is Mitamroiv, and if there's a heter of Svek Sveika Lekula, then there should be an Isser of Svek Sveika Lechumra. So very nice, you have a Chazaka Lekula, but you have Roiv Lechumra. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Zaraya Toysis holds like the Masas Binyamin. That very nice, Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adif. But what's the Roiv? The Roiv is two Sveikos. But the Chazaka comes in first and says regarding each Safek that we're going to say she's B'chezkas Kasher L'Kahuna. Therefore, regarding Tachtav, Lav Tachtav, Lav Tachtav, regarding was it a guy or not, we're going to say not a guy. Chazaka breaks down each Safek, is Machriya each Safek, and makes it the two Sveikos can't be Mitzarev to form a Roiv in the first place. Says the Bnei Yeshua, Anir Alani has died in mitoch zeh da toisu savri dul oylam loyam rinon svek sveka heichashu neger ha-chazaka bein l'kula bein l'chumra, because chazaka is doiraisa su loy mikri safek klal, it's not a safek at all. Ukeshitas balmasas bin yamin brought in the taz and the shach and yardisim and kof yad. Okay, that's step one in the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua's kasha, again, on Tosfos was, what do you mean chazaka, but we have a svek sveika l'chumra? The answer is, very nice, you have svek sveika l'chumra, chazaka gets in there first. You're right, roiv is stronger than chazaka. A robot is stronger than a person, but if you unplug the robot, he doesn't get started. So chazaka comes and makes it, you don't have a suffix to start. Meaning two sveikos build up to create a roiv, but chazaka makes it that regarding each suffix, there's not a suffix. Now Rabbi Kiva Eiger also asks the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger just says, let's see that. V'yei shloimer, to have a svek sveika l'chumra, savik tazim tazayin av, shema nachri. So the son of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Omar, maybe Omar ani ben hamachaber, I'm not sure. Gam ha-Pnei Yeshua hekshakein. The Pnei Yeshua also asks this. I'm going to just show you Kiveger's answer. V'ulay atoys v'svir le demari b'chol gavne af be'ir dekula Yisrael m'kshem v'zel loy chashin sh'nevel b'sad l'pasad amrin an kanim tzikanhoi. Basically, Rabbi Kiveger says, hacha b'mayaskinon, toysus' kasha is, I understand maybe there's a possibility of goyim, but we're also talking about where you're in Borough Park. Or you're in a city of no, you're in no, where there's no goyim around. Why in a city where there's no goyim is she aser? Is she? Why in a city where there are no goyim is she aser? Cheskas kashos. That's how Rabbi Kiva Eiger gets around it. Let's see another Pnei Yeshua. Okay, you ready for this? This is the next Gevaldiga thing. Every so often, people look for all kinds of skulais. There's nothing better you could do for your neshama than learn a Pnei Yeshua on Tosfos. Guaranteed. Look at this Pnei Yeshua, okay? You're going to be so happy after this, you're not going to know what to do with yourself. You're going to come out. People say, why are you smiling so much? What happened? You say, I learned the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, let's do Tosfos' answer. Tosfos answers that... Then no, don't use Cheskas Kashrus. Cheskas Haguf says that she was probably a Besula for the longest possible time. Ask Tosfos, so okay, you're telling me that Cheskas Kashrus says it was earlier, Lav Tachtav, and Cheskas Haguf says it was later, Tachtav. What about there's another Chazaka here? This is a Chazaka called Hare Be'ula Lefanecha. Hare Be'ula Lefanecha means if she's a Be'ula now, then she probably was always a Be'ula. She probably was always a Be'ula. I, Cheskas Haguf, is the exact opposite of Hare Be'ula Lefanecha. I mean, they're contrary. And Cheskas Haguf is always stronger than Hare Be'ula Lefanecha. Cheskas Haguf says it happened the last possible time. Hare Be'ula Lefanecha says if she's a Be'ula now, she probably was always a Be'ula. So Cheskas Haguf is stronger. Yeah, it says they're short stronger. But now let Be'ula Lefanecha team up with Cheskas Kashrus LeKahuna. And it's two against one, tag team. I know you could beat your 7-year-old kid in basketball, but when he invites his friend over, the two of them are going to take you down in a 2-on-1. So Tosfos says, what about Hare Be'ula Lefanecha? I know Tosfos says Chiddush, Cheskas Haguf is stronger than Cheskas Kashrus. And I know Cheskas Haguf is stronger than Hare Be'ula Lefanecha. But let Hare Be'ula Lefanecha fight it out with Cheskas Haguf, team up with Cheskas Kashrus. Good question. Says the Pnei Yeshua. No. L'chayahara nira b'zeh. Tosfos goes, that Tosfos kaim k'shitas harajba. Tosfos must go like the shita of the Rajba. Shekoswa Tosfos b'shmoy, soy perak hamadir. Cheskas pnuya loy chashiva kla legabe cheskas haguf. V'chanami cheskas heter loy chashivi klal. Tosfos later in Ksubas says the following svara. Cheskas haguf is qualitatively much stronger than cheskas pnuya. Because cheskas pnuya is a chazaka on her status, but not on a physical phenomenon. A chazaka on a physical phenomenon says, This physical entity was a certain way. Let's assume it stayed that way. Cheskas Pnuya was. She was single, so let's just assume she continues to be single. But it's a chazaka of a physical phenomenon versus a chazaka about a status. Chazaka about a physical phenomenon is always stronger than a chazaka about a status. So by the same token, let's say, Cheskas Haguf is stronger than Cheskas Kashrus. So the Cheskas Haguf, when Tosfos says, Adirabba, the Cheskas Haguf is stronger than Cheskas Kashrus, it blows Cheskas Kashrus out of the waters. So it's not two against one. It's not two against one because Cheskas Haguf obliterates Cheskas Kashrus. And now all you have is Cheskas Haguf versus Be'ula Lefanecha, and Cheskas Haguf is stronger. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, well, wait a second. If Cheskas Haguf obliterates Cheskas Kashrus, then what's the sex seika in the Gemara? Cheskas Haguf should say it was Tachtav. Period. The Gemara says there's a sex seika by a regular woman. Why? Says Rabbi Yeshua, the only way I could say the right Tosis has a kasha. The kasha is that. Tosis says Cheskas Haguf beats Cheskas Kashrus. I ask, what about Harebula Lefanecha? And the only answer is because Cheskas Haguf obliterates the Cheskas Kashrus. So if it obliterates the Cheskas Kashrus, then what's the sex fake in the Gemara? So I sort of answered that question earlier. Cheskas Haguf obliterates Cheskas Kashrus, but it doesn't make it that it's not a suffix. It's still a suffix. It obliterates the Cheskas Kashrus, but it doesn't obliterate the suffix. So there's still a sex seika. So Bnei Yeshua says, Elam Kain Loi have a Makshir Gemara Midi Meikar, Vas Sex Seika, Vas Suffix Tazav Ein Adam, by the Precious, Ein Tachtav, Loi have a Suffix Cloud, Duk Mechaz Gaguf, Em Loi Shenemar, the Svaras HaToys, the Gabi Sex Seika, Loi Mehani Cheskas Haguf. And now the Bnei Yeshua asks the $1 million question. You ready for this question? We just said suffek that when there's a chazaka, it's still a svek sveka. Yeah? Then what was Tosis's question in the second Tosis? Tosis asks, by svek sveka also, didn't, okay. Now this is the $1 million question of the Pnei Yeshua. The $1 million question of the Pnei Yeshua is, what was Tosis's question that we should use a Cheskas Kashrus, but it's a Svek Sveika L'Isser? What about the possibility maybe it was a guy? Right? Remember that question of the Pnei Yeshua? What about the possibility that it was a guy? And what was the Pnei Yeshua's chiddush? That even though there's a svek sveka l'isser, and svek sveka's roiv, but chazaka comes in and allows you to be lenient even when it's svek sveka l'isser. Ask the Heilige Pnei Yeshua, if I was just mechadesh in the previous piece, that by svek sveka l'isser, chazaka could come along and paskin on the svek sveka, then koshikain. That means, listen, that means chazaka could counteract a chumra. Then, what's the Gemara saying? Svek sveka. Let cheskas haguf come along and counteract the svek sveka. And now the chazaka is asking you to be machmir. If chazaka could be mekel, like I was just mechadesh earlier, that cheskas kashus works even on svek sveka le'isser, and that was only a Cheskas Kashrus, then Koshikain Cheskas Haguf, which is stronger than Cheskas Kashrus, should work L'chumra against the Svek Sveika. Who hears the question? I'll give you a big hug if you hear this question. Wherever you live, I'm ready to come over to your house and give you a big hug. The Pnei Yeshua in the previous piece asked, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked that, this question also, that what's Tosis asking? Follow Chazaka, but there's a Svek Sveika L'chumra. Maybe it was Tachtav, maybe it was Lav Tachtav. And if he was Lav Tachtav, maybe it was a guy. And the Pnei Yeshua says, well, Tosis has to hold like the Masas Binyamin, that chazaka makes it that there's no suffek at all, even by svek sveka. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, well, if that's the case, then why don't we say the same thing in our Gemara? V'zelo yitachin l'may deprishas besamach da'akocha svar satoisis d'loy aminon svek sveka afilu l'gabi cheskas heter dimgeng ein makam l'kash asam. Otherwise, there's no kasha of toisis that we should use cheskas heter because there are two svekas l'yisura. El al-karcha d'loy chashin on l'tre sveki klal. We don't care about two svekas regarding cheskas heter amil negdai. And even Lakula, we're going to follow Cheskas Heter. Certainly over here, we shouldn't use Svek Sveika when there's a Cheskas Haguf, which is stronger than Cheskas Heter, and the Cheskas Haguf is trying to be Machmir. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I asked the question on Toysis' question. I asked, what are you going to do with Cheskas Heter? There are two Sveikos L'Isser. I was forced to say that Chazaka will take care of two Sveikos. Even though the Chazaka we were talking about was Cheskas Heter. And the Chazaka was being lenient. So we see a weak Chazaka, even when it's being lenient, could overcome two Sveikos. Then Kol Shekein, a strong chazaka like Cheskas Haguf, should be able to be machmir when you have two sekais. So you ready for this possible answer? The answer is Cheskas Haguf is much stronger than Cheskas Heter. The only thing is, this Cheskas Haguf is weakened. Why? Because Harei Be'ula Lefanecha. So since Harei Be'ula Lefanecha, it's a wounded Chazaka. A strong chazaka like Cheskas Heter could take on a svek sveka. A wounded chazaka like Cheskas, even though Cheskas Haguf is stronger than Cheskas Heter. But a Cheskas Heter that's unwounded is stronger than a wounded Cheskas Haguf. Why is Cheskas Haguf wounded? Because it has to take on Harei Bula Fanecha. Tenehid b'chad sveka Cheskas Haguf adif. It's true, by one suffix, Chazaguf is stronger. Right? Because by one suffix, we know Chazaguf is stronger than Bula Lefanecha. That's Tosis' question and answer. But Lamais, it's still a Svek Sveika. Afilhoch, you have a Shaper Trey Sveiki. The only thing is, says the Pnei Yeshua, I would have thought Tosis would have spelled this out and not left it for us to figure out. Elo dechol ki hai, lo havele le Tosis, listoim elo lefaresh. Oi. Kasha alai predaschem. Okay? But that's... that's for today, okay? Rabbi Kivager, by the way, also asked this question of the Pnei Yeshua. Harei Be'ula Lefanecha. And let's see if I can find it. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks this question of Harei Be'ula Lefanecha. Let's see if I can find it. No, I didn't put it on the sheet. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "Yeshemer de haba emes kushas atosis ena chazaka da asura machmas safek denival lepasal." Rabbi Kiva Eger says you can't really challenge Tosis's answer because the question was not so strong to begin with, because it's really a sfek seika l'chumra. Okay, Rabbi said we're going to hold it over here. Okay, shkayach. Kol tov. Have a good day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.